Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
To whose advantage is the postponement of the Duke Carolina game? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. After a full and snowy day of UNC officials insisting the game would go on as scheduled, the bus that would bring the Blue Devils to Chapel Hill couldn't even get to Durham. So just like that, the game was canceled. No jumping into five SUVs with four-wheel drive and taking the back roads. Just a call to the ACC, say we can't get there and the Tar Heels can go play with themselves for all we care. Conspiracy theorists want to know what really happened at Duke as reports escalated that no one would be driving to the game. What kind of an atmosphere would be in the Smith Center if and when Duke did arrive? No Dukies sitting behind their bench and none of the several thousand who annually find their way into the game. So who would be there? Only those who could walk to the Dean Dome, which means as many students as wanted to make it the most unique Duke Carolina game ever played. 22,000 students screaming from the first row to the cheap seats. Don't think we want to play a game with such a home court disadvantage. We are the only school that has that kind of atmosphere. So I said that, only half joking on WCHL after the game was postponed to Thursday, February 20th. And 2 minutes later, a Duke buddy called me laughing. "You were on Dean Smith for too long," he said. Dean was the only person who was that brilliant and that calculating that he could come to that kind of a conclusion. Trust me, nobody over here is that smart. Maybe so, but the one advantage of such a snowstorm that neither team had to travel was what postponed the game. 15 players, 10 suits, and a bunch of managers could not get from Durham to Chapel Hill? Don't they have an engineering school over there or a fleet of Humvees they could call upon? So now who has the advantage on Feb 20? Carolina plays at Florida State the prior Monday and will have to travel back from Tallahassee. Duke plays at Georgia Tech on Tuesday night. Both teams have home games the following Saturday. Well, Coach Smith might say Duke, which will be favored to win its next two games, while UNC will be underdogs twice and could lose its edge going in. Well played, Devils. This is Archansky. See ya.